To you? What do you mean, to you? If I go much further to you, I'll be taking down an 18th century grotesque that doesn't look too happy at the start. It's been there longer than me. Art deco drain pipe and a plate glass window. I don't fancy my chances of making that out alive. I'll have to go through the lodge. I can't go through the window, obviously. Don't pick me up at the front of college in a wheelbarrow. It's a good 20 metres below. I'm just 5 minutes away from a one-way. Especially with them setting up for the ball, so don't you dare start that meter. I think they've got Robert Plant on the guitar this year. I think they got the real one. The guy that's running the ball knows somebody in Hollywood. It's just one big takeover. I think you take all day there, because I'll look a right idiot standing at the gate with all my worldly possessions around my feet, and the lodger waiting to bill me for something anyway. Will this coat do? One thing about academic life, for some reason, you never need a decent coat. It's all cardigans, waistcoats, scarves. You never were in the same place long enough to really need to dress up warm. And it's not like they spend on a heating bill around here. It's the bus to Holyhead and then the ferry to Dunleary. Colin, my younger brother's going to meet me. Well, it's not easy going home. Church 3 times on a Sunday. All those 5-verse hymns, they make me hyperventilate. Wonder how much privacy I'm going to get. Daughters sharing the box room. 3 bunk beds in a corner. Menstruating daughters changing their pants alongside 4-month-old babies who are still pissing the bed. And then we've got to babysit for anyone just to get a space of our own that we can watch TV and eat a bag of crisps undisturbed. And it's still the same rancid, stagnant rain falling on the window, gathering in the passage as when I left. I get wet feet going anywhere there. Maybe I should bring the boots. All the water just drains into the valley. This place is no more than a bloody conveyor belt. I should have jumped ship years ago. The plan was just do a 3-year postdoc, then go somewhere up and coming, somewhere I can move on from, somewhere I can be the professor, a nice cushy job then somewhere, research council, and their cutbacks. I've stuck my feet in a bowl of cement. If you research maths, all they think you need is a load of paper and a pencil and maybe batteries for your Casio calculator. Cushy jobs have become harder and harder to find. There's a ministry for them and they're reading them in like outsized books. I see they're still printing prospectuses full of golden smiling faces of students picking up their degree. No sign of breakdowns there. One's an Indian, very representative. I look thoroughly miserable picking mine up. And the whole cycle will start again in just a few weeks, but I won't be here to see it. The new one's picking up the key. Such a factory. Yes, Cordelia, my graduation, you two will get one if you stay off the hard drugs and keep the food down. Gotta stay healthy, gotta have your energy for doing all your finals in 5 days. My ceremony was all in Latin, and my father walked out halfway to have a cigarette. Last time I smiled like that was in 1972 when the whole village descended on Bray for the church outing. Auntie Brian would always smuggle too many kids on the bus. San Crank, Tancream sold dirt cheap. Names of brands that went out of business years ago. There was sand in every sandwich, and the lady who paid the organ was passing around bags of humbugs with hair on them and a bottle of pop with dog hair on. Kids were trying to make sure they got more than their fair share, and babies had never seen the sea before. They were crying. The fathers were panting out and see this earth, you'll never set foot on finer earth than this, and we'd say, God, we're on the beach, Dad, it's all pebbles. Bronner was giving me her fag to hold, saying, you can have some if you want. And I was only 7. I held it as she took off her cardigan and her t-shirt. And then some of the big fat women in their deck chairs looked shocked. I'm not going to sit there and take your bra off, Bronner. She says, why not? It's more than the youngsters are wearing, and she was right. And that was before X Factor. Except I can't take her eyes off her tits. They're so big, and her bra is so chunky. It holds up half her chest. I think I'll take Gordon's survival makeover kit after all. I'm a bit out of date, look at me. I shouldn't think it matters. But this has got benzene derivatives in them. It takes a lifetime to biodegrade. It'll be a good souvenir of this place, something to stick with me. God, I'm a boring fuck. I've known it all along. I'm lucky they've let me get away with looking this way for 20 years. I talk to myself. I can't hear the fucking energy going on next door. That's why I can't shut up. It's party central today, I can tell you. Oh God, that's it, that's enough, I'm going in. Stand back, the sacred barrier between student and tutor is about to be violated, forever broken. The hermetic seal is about to snap, this is it. I've got to find out who this beast is that's breaking her in today. Rosa, you're on the college bike now. Well, at least have the decency to swallow.